With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tēnā rawa atu koutou e whakarongo mai nā. No mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we help you to learn te reo Māori that you can use, hopefully, in everyday situations.
Koia.
Koina te whāinga, ne?
Koina te whāinga matua.
Ko Āpera Woodfine tēnei?
Tēnā koe hoa, tēnā hoki koutou e te iwi, ko he mikali a hau. Hea te kaupapa I tēnei rā e hoa?
Today's kaupapa is looking at, it's a kind of a way of comparing things as well, following on from last week, but a different spin on it. We're looking at orite and rereke.
Orite, rereke. E rua ngā kupu.
E rua.
Ka pai. Me tīmata tāua ihea. I te kupu orite, I te kupu rereke rānei.
Kia tīmata ki te orite.
Eh? Orite. Ka pai. Ka pai. We'll start with the positive. Orite. If there was a positive out of the two, I think it would be orite, ne?
I'd say so, right?
Pea.
Pea.
Pea. Kei te awi o te horopaki. It depends on the situation, the context.
Mm. Reira, he aha te tikanga o tēnei kupu.
Well, according to Te Aka, Māori Dictionary. No, if we do look in the dictionary, though, we'll see that orite or rite, which is a synonym of orite, means similar or to be the same. Or to be like something. And so you can see how useful that word's going to be when you're comparing one thing to another thing.
Right. So we can use it in a sentence, for example, to say something like, this thing is the same as that or similar to that thing.
Ai, tika, tika. Mm. Nō reira, ka tīmata te rā rerenga kōrero ki te he.
He.
Okay. He.
Orite.
Orite.
Tēnei.
Tēnei.
Ki te rā.
Ki te rā. Ai, he orite tēnei hopu oro ki tō hopu oro, ne?
Okay, yeah. Your microphone? It's the same as my microphone.
Ai, ai. Cool. Nō reira ko te pūhono, going back to E and ki, the joining particle in the siringa kōrero is?
Ki.
Ki. Orite ki. Orite ki. You know, when we're going to use orite, we're going to use ki.
I will point out that this is possibly the big stumbling block with this grammar point, because I still mix them up, because we're going to use e for the other kupu.
Aye.
So to maybe try and drill that into your brain. E ho.
Ai, orite ki, rereke, e.
Cool, ka pai.
But we might not always use a joining particle to explicitly say what the other thing is. For example, I could just say, oh, these two microphones are the same. He orite ene hopu oro e rua.
Okay.
He orite ene hopu oro. So just to clarify, we've got microphone which could be hopu oro or hopu reo. So you might hear me using both mean to catch sound, catch the voice. Hopu oro, hopu reo. He orite ene hopu oro e rua.
Okay.
Or using that key to say he orite tenei hopu oro ki tēnā hopu oro.
Okay. Pai? Ka pai, yeah.
Let's try that. So here's a phrase. The work's the same.
He orite ngā mahi?
He orite ngā mahi. Ai.
Ngā mahi e rua, e toru?
Ngā mahi e rua. Maybe, you know, in context we know we're talking about the work that we did this morning and the work we're doing now. Pea. Pea, ne? He orite ngā mahi. He orite ngā mahi e rua. O he orite te mahi.
Okay.
He orite te mahi. Pehea tēnei. You two are very similar. You two are similar.
He orite kōrua?
He orite kōrua. Ai, we could add on. He orite kōrua.
Ki a kōrua.
Ki a kōrua.
He orite kōrua, ki a kōrua. You two are similar to each other.
Koia, koia. He orite kōrua, ki a kōrua. We could say, you two look the same, yeah? Because the other phrase could be talking about maybe the way they act or their mannerisms, but we want to say, ah, you two look the same.
Could you say, he orite tō kōrua āhua?
Ka pai he tino tata.
Okay.
Because there's two āhua.
Okay.
We're comparing that person's āhua and that person's āhua. That's plural now. So,
o kōrua āhua.
He orite o kōrua āhua.
Mm.
Ai. That's the thing when we use orite, we're always comparing two things.
Right, okay.
Or more. But it needs to be at least two things. And so sometimes we might trip up when we use the word same in English, and we want to use the word orite in te reo, but it's not always the right word. And so, for example, we come from the same place. We come from the same place, me and Te Aturangi. So here, there's no two things to compare.
Okay, so it's just one thing.
It's just one thing.
Right.
So that we're not going to use orite because we're not comparing anything. We're just saying we come from the same place. And so sometimes I've heard, no te wahi orite maua.
Okay.
But because there's no comparison, there's no two things or more to compare, we just want to say we're from the one place.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
So that word orite, swap it out with another word in te reo. No te wahi...
Tahi?
Kotahi.
Kotahi, okay.
No te wahi kotahi maua.
No te wahi kotahi maua.
Mm. No te iwi kotahi maua.
Okay.
Like we're from the same iwi.
Could you say, I'm just thinking of another way that I would have translated that, he orite tō kōrua papakāinga?
Well, we're from that same papakāinga, there's only one. So we're not going to use orite because we're not saying that my papakāinga is like your papakāinga. Mm. He orite... Or
kōrua papakāinga.
Yeah, aye. Okay. These two people, they're papakāinga, both papakāinga are the same. But there's only one papakāinga.
Okay.
And so that's maybe where the word same in English is just leading us astray. Bloody English.
Bloody English.
So where there's one, and you're saying it's the same, like we're going to use kotahi. Another example, we have the same mother, me and my sister.
Kotahi tō mātua whāia? Kotahi tō kōrua mātua whāia?
Kotahi tō kōrua mātua whāia. Ai, tika. Kotahi tō māua whāia.
Tō māua whāia.
Well, you're right, because you were saying, like, you two have the same. Kotahi tō kōrua whāia. And I'm like, ai, kotahi tō māua whāia.
Right, okay, yeah. Different pronoun.
We have the one. Mother.
So that sentence is starting with kotahi.
Uh-huh.
Kotahi tō māua whāia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kotahi tō māua whāia.
Could I say kotahi tō māua whakaaro?
Kotahi tō māua whakaaro.
Would I use orite there? Because I suppose there are two things to compare now.
There's two things, right? Mm. Our ideas are the same. We have the same idea. We both possess an idea and they're the same.
So I just realized I was saying māua in that last sentence and that's not what I meant to say. But so you could say, he orite tō kōrua whakaaro?
Plural.
O kōrua whakaaro.
He orite o kōrua whakaaro.
Okay.
You two have the same idea.
Okay.
Yeah, all your ideas are the same. He orite o kōrua whakaaro. Let's try one more with the same. So like it's everyone arrived at the same time or they arrived at the same time, something like that.
I'm going to use kua or I.
Ai.
I, okay.
I pia.
I tai mai rā ua, I te wā kotahi o orite?
Wow, there's only one time.
Okay,
and it
right.
was the same time. There's no two times to compare.
So, kotahi.
Kotahi. Tai mai rā ua, I te wā kotahi.
Okay.
Ai. Nō reira, kotahi. Kotahi there sometimes, but orite when we're comparing two things. Let's compare some things e hoa. Let's go back to that reringa. My idea is the same as yours, or your idea is the same as mine, something along those lines.
He orite tō whakaaro ki tōku?
He orite tō whakaaro ki tōku, pai. He orite tōku whakaaro ki tōu.
Okay.
Hmm. The Māori language is, let's add in a word, somewhat similar to the Māori language of Rarotonga.
Oh, that's a tricky one. You throw me there. Yeah,
it's a long one. Let's start with the start. The Māori language is somewhat similar.
He ahua orite.
Ai.
Te reo Māori.
Te reo Māori.
O Aotearoa. Ki te reo Māori o Rarotonga.
Koia. Ai. Kia rana. Kia rana. He tika tera, ne. He tika tera. He ahua orite. He orite. Ne.
Ko tai atu koe, ki reira?
Ai, ko tai atu ahau ki reira. E toru pea ngā wā. Ai, kōrero Māori atu ahau ki etahi kaumātua. Kōrero Māori mai rātou. Ki te Māori. Mārama. Ai, mātou ki a mātou. Engari, he arā ngā rerekētanga. Ko etahi āhuatanga o tō rātou reo. He rereke i tō tātou. Ai.
Oh, that's so cool though.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. And he pērā no i Tahiti, ne. He ahua orite tō tātou reo ki te reo o Tahiti. And going there, it's even more useful because kaore rātou e kōrero Pākehā, ka kōrero wīwī kē rātou. And I don't speak any French, so I had more luck using te reo Māori in the marketplace with the kaumātua there than I did trying to use French or English. So if anyone ever tries to tell you te reo Māori has no use outside of Aotearoa, tell them that. Haere ki Tahiti, ki te markets.
Well, actually, he ori te reo Aotearoa.
Aye. I'll have you know. Okay, ko tahi anō. This program, I feel this is true as well every time I try to look for a show. This program is just like the others.
He orite tēnei whakāturanga ki ngā others.
Yeah, ki ngā others. Ki ērā atu.
Ki ērā atu, okay.
Yeah, we can say others with just those two kupu. Ki ērā atu. And that could be other people, it could be other things. He orite tēnei whakāturanga ki ērā atu whakāturanga. Ko te program i te pauka whakāta, ko te hōtaka. He orite tēnei hōtaka.
Hōtaka, okay.
Ai, ki ērā atu.
What's whakāturanga?
Whakāturanga, ko te show, pia.
Okay.
Ka tū mai ki te whakāri, when you go to the theatre, or some sort of performance.
Okay.
Ai. It could also be a show on TV, a whakāturanga, but hōtaka is commonly used.
Ināinei, kia huri tātou ki te tahi atu kupu.
Ki te tahi atu kupu. Heaha te kupu?
Ko rereke.
Rereke.
Te kupu.
He rereke koe.
Ouch. Yeah. End of show.
He rereke tēnei. Nō reira, definition? How te tikanga o te kupu rereke?
Different, right?
Different.
Or strange. You could use
weird.
It a few ways. Yeah, weird.
So you can use it like that. You know, you're not making a comparison. You're just saying that something's different or something's strange. Someone. He rereke, yeah.
I've heard you say that a few times.
He ahua rereke, yeah. Ai. A little bit different. And then again, we can use it when we're comparing. So we might say, oh, you two are quite different from each other. Yeah. He rereke.
Kōrua i a kōrua?
Kōia. Following the pattern before, we're just swapping out ki for i when we use rereke. Nō reira. Orite
ki
rereke
i
kōia. Let's use the examples we used before, but we're just going to now say them with rereke. Kei te marama mai koe?
Ai.
I'm going to get to negate this or say that it's different. I'll say it's the same. He orite oku whakaro ki ou.
He rereke oku whakaro i ou.
Kia ora, ka pai. He orite tēnei ki tērā.
He rereke tēnei i tērā.
Pai. He orite tēnei hōtaka ki ērā atu.
He rereke tēnei hōtaka i ērā atu.
Ah, ka pai, hea te hōtaka.
Ko te hōtaka, ko te...
Kei te kimiau i tētai hōtaka pai. I'm always on the lookout for a new program.
Ko te karere.
ko te karere. Ai, he rereke te rā hōtaka i rā atu. He āhua ori te te reo Māori ki te reo Kukiairani?
He āhua rerekē te reo o Aotearoa ki te reo o i te reo o Kukiairani?
I te reo o ngā Kukiairani.
O ngā Kukiairani?
Ai.
Kukiairani, ok.
Ai. Me kipea ko ngā mautere.
Mm.
Ai. Oraro tonga. Ne, he nui ngā mautere.
Mm.
Ai, he nui ngā mautere rerekē. Koera tētahi āhuatanga pai e hoa, when learning and speaking, I suppose when we learn something, you now know, like, oh, that's the rule, and we try to implement it, right? And then every now and then we stumble, we make a mistake, I do, and I try to always correct myself if I can, or if I notice it, you know, or if there's an opportunity to rewind and just fix that little or that e or that key or whatever it might be.
Oh, you're talking about all the mistakes we make that I edit out, right?
What? You're meant to make the our whānau out there feel safe, but you know. he pātai.
E hara I te pātai. But I was just thinking when I was learning this, I got a bit caught up on the E and the key and the structure itself, and it kind of put me off using it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for te whānau e whakarongo mai nā, just knowing orite in rereke, and even if you can just like fit those words into sometime in the coming weeks, give it a go, even if it's just that word and not necessarily the whole phrase.
Koia.
Because the whole phrase will come eventually as you get more comfortable with it.
Tino pai tērā kōrero. Kia kaha e te iwi, kia kaha te whakamahi. Ienei āhuatanga o te reo. Ka pai?
Ka pai.
Ka hoki mai anō.
A te rawiki.
A te rawiki. Hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ūkaipoa nō te reo.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.